sell-by dates, I do think, I was saying this to you yesterday, I do think the world is divided into people who will strictly stick with sell-by dates. And they're probably the same people who like rules and regulations and rigidly stick to them. And then there's people who sniff things and say it's grand.
So, are we talking about food now?
We are still talking about food. So Morrisons in the UK, big retailer over there, is to scrap use-by dates on most of its milk in a move it says will stop millions of pints from being poured down the sink. And this is according to the BBC, who released this story over the weekend. And there's some interesting statistics here. Now, this applies to the UK, but generally these things can probably be applied to Ireland as well. Milk is the third most wasted food and drink product in the UK after potatoes and bread. Around 490 million pints are washed down every year in the UK, according to a study. Yeah, it's a lot. I know, they have a big population. It's still a lot of food waste, like a shocking amount of food waste. So what Morrisons have basically said is that on 90% of its own brand milk, not sure why they're not going the full 100%, but on 90% of its own brand milk, they have no sell-by date anymore, and they are actually encouraging people to do a sniff test to check its quality.
Which is the ultimate test anyway, I think, for milk. Yeah. Even if it's, if today is the date, or if tomorrow is the date, or even if yesterday is today, you sniff it first, don't you, with milk?
Yeah, you do. And it can be very regrettable if you don't, because there's nothing as stomach churning as when the white lumps go into your tea. Oh, I can't, Finny.
Mary,
I can't even talk about it.
We'll leave it there for now. We will definitely come back to this conversation, but do you do the sniff test with milk, and how are you in general on use-by dates? Do you stick by them, or do you use them as a guideline only? 3 days ago, that's fine. Put it on, it'll be fine. It won't kill you.
A few reactions coming in on this one. I always go by the sell-by date on dairy products for the reason Mary gave. Other products, I play by ear, sniff and eye tests. That comes in from Kevin.
Ear? You wait for it to tell you?
No, he said sniff and eye.
Oh, sorry.
My brain read ear and eye.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah, you wait for the meat to say, throw me out, please. I think if the meat starts talking to you, it's definitely time. No, in fairness to Kevin, he said sniff and eye. Hazer was on. He said, I wait for the meat to turn greenish. Now, we do not endorse that behaviour here because...
Oh, well, if it's gone green, then throw it out. That is one way to tell. I mean, you know yourself, a packet of rashers can be down the bottom of the fridge for a week
they
or
can.
So, and it's like you take them out and you, are they all right? No. I'm starting to see my reflection in them. Throw them out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They get a bit shiny. I mean, I will say meat is the one thing now I would be very strict on, because it can make you ill if it's gone off, obviously. Have you ever eaten a gone off egg?
I don't remember doing so, no.
Now, neither have I, but Thomas, my other half, did recently, and he said as soon as he cracked, he didn't eat it, but as soon as he cracked the egg, he said the smell.
It's weird for me. Sometimes I buy eggs and I eat eggs all the time, so they never have the chance to go out of date. But the dates on them, I find, are way too off in the future for me. I thought eggs can go out of date like in a few days.
No, eggs will last for 3 weeks.
Really?
My parents have chickens. Yeah, eggs will last for 3 weeks. There's a test you can do with eggs. Now, I hope I get this right. This reminds me of many years ago on Beat Breakfast when I gave directions on how to wire a plug and they weren't right.
Somebody blew up a kettle.
You put an egg into a bowl of water, right?
Go on.
And if it stays on the bottom, it's fresh. If it kind of lifts itself up so that the bottom of it is still touching the bottom, but it's moving around a little bit, it's on the turn. And if it rises up, it's gone off.
Okay.
Now, I dearly hope I have that information correct.
Well, is it WLR Reception has just texted us to say, correct, Mary. Oh. So I think we're on the right track.
Thank you, Lorraine.
We got another text as well to say, I sniff milk every single time I use it, which is a bit awkward if you're not in your own house. I got a cappuccino in someone's house once and the milk was sour. Of course, I didn't notice until I tasted it, but because it was frothy. I've been traumatised ever since.
Oh,
yeah, you have your own rules under your own roof, and then when you go elsewhere.
Oh, yeah, no, that's gross.
What are you saying? My milk is out of date.
Yeah.
So let us know where you stand on the argument. Are you a sniffer? Do you play by the rules strictly by date, or do you use your own intuition? Lena's been on. Hi, I do all three. Sniff, check date, use my own intuition. Probably the way forward.
Yeah, I think it very much depends on the product, like we were saying, like with dairy and stuff, if it goes off, it's rotten. But like we were saying, you could have like stuff in a spice rack for years.
And then again, if it's not opened, depending on what kind of food it is, it's probably grand. But again, use your own intuition. I won't be responsible for anybody turning up to the doctors with a dicky stomach.
Exactly. Want to say good morning to Michael as well. Michael, we do like a pun on any day of the week, but I think on Monday, the 10th of January, your egg puns are welcome. Mary, your extraordinary information on eggs is shell-shocking. We were talking about how you test whether an egg is fresh.
Nobody texted in vehemently arguing your case, so we'll take it for granted that you were kind of half right at least.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
There you go. If you know of any other ways to check if an egg is fresh or not, shake it. Used to shake, do you call them gluggers? They used to call them gluggers years ago. If you shake an egg and you could hear it rattling around inside.
Ooh, oh yuck. Stuff like that turns my stomach.
I wouldn't be boiling it anyways, is
no.
Mary.
No.